January, the president made a grand entrance to the East Room of the White House. He was there to sign a trade deal with China. A crowd of dignitaries was on hand, and Trump took time to recognize some of them, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. When he introduced Noem, Trump launched into a story about teaming up with her, not on trade, but on bringing fireworks back to Mount Rushmore this summer. He said bogus concerns about fires and the environment were the only thing standing in the way.
I said, what can burn? It's stone. You know, it's stone. It's ground. So nobody knew why. They just said environmental reasons. So I called up our people, and within about 15 minutes, we got it approved, and you're going to have your first big fireworks display at Mount Rushmore, and I'll try and get out there if I can, okay?
When Trump said nobody knew why the fireworks ended, he was wrong. Plenty of people knew why. The fireworks were starting fires, spreading litter, and polluting water. Dan Wink is a former superintendent of Mount Rushmore National Memorial. He approved the fireworks when they started in 1998, and he knows why they ended after 2009.
Everybody knows why they were stopped. It was the condition of the forest. There is more than stone. It's in the middle of a national forest. There are things there that can burn. The question is can you mitigate the potential adverse effects?
For Wink, back in 1998, the answer to that question was yes. A $60 million project to improve the buildings and grounds at Mount Rushmore was almost done. A celebration was planned, and somebody suggested fireworks. There hadn't been a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore in 59 years. Wink says his chief ranger tried to talk him out of it.
He came up to me one day, and as a good chief ranger should, and said, should I sit here and tell you all the reasons why we shouldn't do fireworks at Mount Rushmore, or have you made the decision? And, basically at the end of the conversation, I said, I think we're going to do them, Mike. Let's figure out how to do them safely and how to do it effectively, have a great event, do it safely, protect the mountain, protect the forest, and protect the visitors.
Another naysayer was Bill Gabbert. He was the fire management officer for 7 Park Service sites, including Mount Rushmore. He's now retired, and he writes a blog called Wildfire Today. On that blog, he said shooting fireworks in July over the forest around Mount Rushmore is, quote, an insane concept, end quote. But the 1998 show went ahead. About 20,000 people crammed into and around the memorial. Traffic was backed up for miles. A Pennsylvania company, Zambelli Fireworks, put on a spectacular display. By the time the smoke cleared, Wink knew a tradition was born.
The people at Zambelli, who did it, who done fireworks across the country and the world, said it was one of the most patriotic shows they'd ever seen. Just the place and the way it was done. And so there was a lot of interest in doing it again.
Over the next few summers, there were some problems. Glowing embers floated down and started fires in the forest. 60 to 80 firefighters had to be stationed around the mountain for every show. They roamed the rocky terrain, and when they saw a fire, they put it out. None of the fires burned out of control, but they tempted fate. One year, there were about 10 fires. That experience is burned into Wink's memory, because the next morning, he got a phone call from his boss in the Park Service.
And he goes, so I hear you had some fires. And I said, yes, we did. His name was Bill. And I just said, Bill, I'm ready to not do these ever again. And he said to me, he said, don't be so fast, do an after action review, figure out what went right, what went wrong, and make a decision, based on all the information.
Wink did the review, but he didn't stop the fireworks. Instead, he developed a set of go, no-go criteria. The criteria relied on factors like moisture levels and weather to estimate the fire risk. Wink left Rushmore for another job at the end of 2001. In 2002, the fireworks show was canceled because of fire danger, but the shows continued after that. Then, in 2010, the show was canceled again. A mountain pine beetle epidemic was killing millions of trees in the Black Hills National Forest. The dead timber was potential fuel for wildfires. The fireworks were too risky. Around that same time, the Park Service was using a pesticide to protect trees at Mount Rushmore from the beetles. They wanted to make sure the pesticide wasn't getting in the water, so they asked the U.S. Geological Survey to do a study. Galen Hogestrat worked on the study. He didn't find any pesticide in the water, but he did find a chemical compound called perchlorate.
it's not really a common thing to occur naturally, especially in our geology. So just the presence of it at any concentration here in the Black Hills is somewhat of a head scratcher to think about, well, how did it get there?
The only possible culprit was the fireworks. When the water study was published in 2016, there was no official EPA limit on perchlorate in drinking water, but the interim benchmark was 15 micrograms per liter. A median level of 23 was found in a Mount Rushmore well. That was concerning, but Hogestraat says it wasn't an emergency.
It's more of a risk to the people, so if somebody was to be drinking that water year-round, if somebody's only filling up a 1 liter water bottle once a summer, it's not much of a risk.
Besides the water pollution, there's also a litter problem. Cheryl Schreier was the superintendent of Rushmore from 2010 until she retired last year. She says paper and other debris from the exploded fireworks shells is a chronic problem.
I'll be honest, it's no secret. There's firework debris that is still being picked up from 2009.
For Schreier and her bosses in the Park Service, after the fires, the water pollution, and the litter, enough was enough. They held off on fireworks every year after 2009 and eventually reached a consensus.
Fireworks were not going to be a part of Mount Rushmore any further.
That didn't sit well with people in South Dakota's tourism industry. Footage of the fireworks at Mount Rushmore was aired all over the world every 4th of July. It was free advertising and they wanted it back. Enter South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. After she took office in 2018, she went to a White House meeting with other governors. They all told the president what they were working on. Noem talked about tax reform and trade agreements.
And then off the cuff at the end said, you know, we lost our fireworks years ago at Mount Rushmore, so if you could help us get those back, that'd be great.
That got Trump's attention.
And he, ever since then, has kind of, I don't know, taken the bull by the horns.
In May, Noem announced that the state and federal government had an agreement. They were going to work together on bringing fireworks back to Mount Rushmore this summer. Federal law requires an environmental assessment before that can happen. That assessment is underway now. The fireworks show is scheduled for the night of July 3rd. State government will hire a company to do the display and a crew to film it. Rob Wallace is an assistant secretary in the Interior Department, which oversees the Park Service. He says the show can be done responsibly.
Well, I've just seen videos of the fireworks in the past over Mount Rushmore. It's an inspirational sight. It's got to make every American proud of not only the monument, but the 4th of July celebration and who we are as a nation.
The South Dakota House of Representatives has passed a resolution inviting President Trump to the show. It remains to be seen whether he'll attend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.